This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. Win, lose or draw, McDelivery will always help bring home the 3 points. And speaking of points, order now on the McDonald's app and you'll earn reward points through every delivery. Order today, rewards tomorrow. You in? Only via app at participating restaurants. 18+, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So it was a bit of a shocking game on Boxing Day for Blues as we lost 3-1 to Stoke City. I'm sure Blues fans had a great Christmas besides the football, and I'm joined by a team that actually has improved over the December Christmas period. And I'm joined by Ben from Robins on Tour. How you doing, Ben?
Not too bad. Like you said, I'm a lot better after, you know, the recent results for Bristol City. But yeah, I'm looking forward to another game on Friday. You know, football's going thick and fast over the festive period. We love to see.
It sure is. And it was a great result for you guys last time out on Boxing Day, a 4-1 win against Watford at Vicarage Road. And it seems to be now that Liam Manning's really sort of starting to get his feet under the table almost, you know, 3 wins in a row, sort of building up the momentum and that. You're now 8th in the Championship. So how would you sort of see the last month and how it's been?
Oh, it's been brilliant. It's probably been, I think, you know, you mentioned that result on Boxing Day at Watford. I think that's the best performance we've had in maybe the last 4 or 5 years of watching City. So it just shows how much we've improved in such a short period of time under Manning. 3 unbeaten now. That's the 3 wins out of the last 3. I think that's the first time in, I think it was like since 2021, 2020, something like that. But for a good season or two. And it obviously just shows how much we've progressed in such a short period of time. But yeah, it's going well at the moment, which is something we haven't really said much of as a Bristol City fan over the past few years.
And it's like when you sort of get that momentum in the Championship, it's all of a sudden teams that don't maybe expect anything to happen from the season all of a sudden thrust into their playoff picture. And I mean, I've been really impressed by Liam Manning so far. He's a young manager, 38 years of age, and I suppose going from sort of an older manager, you know, one of your sort of Championship veterans, as you would from like Nigel Pearson, to Manning, who's like a sort of younger coach with new ideas. Do you think the transition has really helped the players in terms of sort of, I guess, modern play styles and, you know, adapting to the game currently?
I mean, yeah, it's definitely, you could definitely see for probably the first time, mainly at Watford on Saturday, you know, we were playing with a sort of confidence, you know, playing out from the back, something you've seen in English football over the past few years, you know, with Pep Guardiola sort of bringing it in to the coach, you know, playing out from centre back. I think at Watford, something I saw, I think pretty much every goal kick, we played it straight to our centre-back and, you know, we try and move up the pitch with the ball rather than, you know, under some of the old-style managers, like you said, Nigel Pearson, or I think we saw it yesterday with Everton, Man City, you know, Sean Dyche and, you know, Pickford just route one football, pumping it long. I think that's what we've seen a lot of at Bristol City over the past few years. So it's nice to see, you know, us actually playing some attractive football and, you know, it showed over the past few games that it's working and we're scoring more goals and we're better defensively. I think, you know, we've got a young team that like to play football. I think that's finally showing now under Liam Manning.
It is a young team, isn't it? And I suppose sort of your transfer activity has highlighted the success of Bristol City, sort of bringing through some of the young players that have had, with Alex Scott, a big departee sort of in the summer, going to Bournemouth for around £20 million. And some of that money's been reinvested into the players coming in. You've got Jason Knight that's come in, sort of played a lot of minutes for you guys. And you've got some more experienced players as well that have come in, such as Rob Dickey, who's like slotted in into the back four. So how would you sort of assess the transfer activity that Bristol City had over the summer?
Looking at it now, it was probably the best summer of transfers we've had in a long while. Obviously, losing Alex Scott early was such a sort of knowing we were going to lose Alex Scott early was disappointing and something we were sort of waiting for. And it didn't come until quite late in the window, which obviously didn't leave us much time to use any of that, you know, as you said, 20, 25 million budget. But the players we bought in probably have done a lot better than we expected when we brought them in. The likes of Jason Knight's probably been one of our best players so far this year. Started in that centre midfield role incredibly well, replacing Alex Scott. But the main one probably was one that no one really thought about. There was no real rumours. And that was Gardner Hickman from on loan from West Brom. And I think he's arguably, again, been one of our best players so far this year. I expect you'll see it on Friday. But he, again, is just slotted into that midfield role incredibly well. And like I said just a few minutes ago, now we want to be playing that, you know, attractive, keep ball possession football. Having two midfielders with that much quality who have slotted in so quickly is brilliant. I think that's also helped with, you know, Liam Manning coming in. It's given them all a fresh start and they've been able to slide in so quickly under Liam Manning, like a lot of the players have done. So overall, it's been quality, the transfer window. Again, Rob Dickey coming in from QPR, again, probably been one of our best players at centre-back, allowing, you know, us to play out from the back, keeping the ball, like I said. The one probably we haven't seen much of is Ross McCrory. He got an injury quite early on, but he's back training now, so hopefully we'll see him. I don't think he'll be there on Friday, but hopefully we'll see him in the new year, and hopefully, you know, he can slot in at right back as well, and, you know, we'll hopefully be able to push up. And I know I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but maybe into a playoff spot come, you know, the new year.
There's like just a big cluster, isn't there, of teams that are outside the playoffs that are thinking, yeah, if we can sneak into the top six, that'd be fantastic. And some of the sort of the players you mentioned there, so Gordon Hickman is actually someone that Birmingham were strongly linked with in the summer, as well as Jason Knight as well, with Eustace coaching Knight in the Ireland setup. So yeah. Those are two players that we nearly got, but you guys got them instead. And by the sounds of it, pretty gutting that we didn't get them because they're on form for you guys.
Yeah.
So, here, and that's interesting. And in terms of sort of looking forward to January, is there any sort of positions you feel that Bristol City need to strengthen in the window?
I mean, before this sort of good run of results over the past week or two, I think we were mainly looking out for a striker. I think, I can't remember which game it was. I think it might have been the Norwich game in early December. The amount of chances we created was under this new man in football. And there was just no one to, you know, put the ball away in the final third. And I think we went out to lost that game against Norwich. And I think we could have been, you know, 2-3-0 up by halftime. And the Huddersfield away as well, it finished 1-1, but we could have been 4-0 up after half an hour or something. So I think a striker is what we really wanted. But then, you know, you see over the last two games, we've scored 7 goals in 180 minutes of football. So it's a weird one, because part of me is thinking there's no point changing anything at the moment when it is going so well. But obviously, you know, if an injury does come to like a Gardner Hickman or a Jason Knight, then we're going to be stuck. So maybe some backup in midfield, possibly, like that sort of attacking midfield, and maybe a striker on loan as well. I mean, we saw how good this Gardner Hickman loan's been, so, you know, I think another loan maybe wouldn't go too badly. But there's nothing really looking, you know, that we really need to change heading into January.
Yeah, and I mean, with strikers in the Championship, it seems like three quarters of the Championship always seem to be in the market for a striker. So it's sort of going to be very competitive in January to try and sort of get those loan signatures. But in terms of sort of like injuries, we sort of alluded to it there a bit, you know, with like the injuries that Bristol City have had, and sort of, you know, McCrory being signed and not really playing as much. Sometimes with injuries, sort of your shape has to change in the team. I mean, we've seen it a bit at Birmingham with our right backs. So say, for instance, Ethan Laird and Cody Drame are both out injured at the moment. So we're playing Emmanuel Aru as a right back, who isn't a natural right back. So we've had to sort of adapt our play style a little bit. So with Bristol City, has there been sort of any adaptations to the way you've played even so far, like with Liam Manning coming in, with sort of injuries that you've had?
Not really. I think the only, we have that, you know, period which every club has when you have a new manager, where they try and, you know, get their preferred 11 and preferred formation, see what works best with the players they've got. And with Manning coming in, you know, during the season, he had to do that very quickly. And I think you saw in the first few games, you know, it was definitely you could see you're trying to sort it out. But I mean, the last three now, I think we've kept the same formation. I think we're unchanged in the last three or four as well. So I don't think there's going to be much change at all, really. And, you know, luckily we haven't had any major injuries under Manning just yet. And so obviously all the players that were injured when Manning came in, he hasn't been able to see, you know, in a proper game yet. So because it's early days, I know nothing's really changing at the moment. But obviously, you know, all it takes is, like I said, one injury to one of the starting 11, and, you know, it could turn into a bit of a mess. But, you know, touch wood, that won't happen anytime soon.
Yeah, and sort of with Liam Manning at the moment, what would you say is like the one thing that I suppose you've seen that's like been an improvement to the previous manager? Just like the main change that you've seen is like a massive positive.
It's definitely a change in football, you know, the more modern day, you know, possession, attacking, attractive football. I think we haven't seen that much under the last few managers, you know, that attractive football that, you know, you really want to go and see. But then under Manning, you know, as soon as I left the ground on Boxing Day, I was looking forward to tomorrow's game and, you know, going to see the football again. So that's probably the main change. And just the whole, you know, sort of awe around the club at the moment, you know, it was a bit negative at points under Pearson, and obviously, you know, some fans not being happy with, you know, Pearson leaving and think it was unfair, and then, you know, negative sort of comments and stuff towards the board and, you know, stuff like that. But then now, so quickly it's changed, you know, everyone's on the same sort of page, everyone's positive and, you know, looking forward to the games and the upcoming games. And you see, I think there was at Christmas, there was still maybe 1,000 left for tomorrow. And, you know, since then we've sold out. So you can definitely see that people are more interested in, you know, looking forward to going to watch this football under Manning. You know, you've seen it in the results as well, you know, 3 wins in 3 and I think a point off the playoffs. And, you know, a couple of weeks back, we were looking behind our shoulders, see how far away we were from the bottom three. But I think that also has to do with something, how close the championship is this season. I'm sure you guys have seen, you know, with you dropping under Rooney, but how close everything is in the championship season. Everything can change after one game. So, you know, yeah, but the main thing to answer your question would be just how positive everything is at the moment, which, you know, can't complain.
Yeah, because the whole positive football thing, it's something that Rooney's tried to do, but as you've seen sort of all over social media, I'm sure you've seen, you know, all the memes, whatever, the coverage we've got from a lot of big publications that are not really praising us. And yeah, we've sort of slid down the championship a bit by trying to play this new sort of attractive style of football. And there have been many times this season where it has kind of backfired. So I suppose looking into the game tomorrow, what are you sort of looking at from a Birmingham perspective? Perhaps going like, right, we can capitalise on this weakness a little bit. And what do you sort of think of us sort of this season under Rooney, I guess, because of all the stuff that's been happening with us?
Well, we're both sort of in a similar situation, aren't we? You know, we got a new manager in midway through the first half of the season, and obviously it's gone, you know, the complete opposite. You know, you guys have dropped off. I think you're really good under you. So I think I remember you came to us, didn't you, early on in the season, and you absolutely battered us. And I was really surprised when I saw you got rid of Eustace. And obviously, you know, you've seen Rooney come in, and that can go two ways, really, can't it? It could, you know, you've got the name, you could, you know, be on Sky Sports every other week, you got getting money, and, you know, the players want to play for him, but then it seems to have gone the other way. But with us, obviously, you know, it's positive at the moment, but it's a weird one. I think the main worry we've got as City fans is we've got an awful record at St. Andrews over the past few years. So, and like I said to you before we started recording, this is the first time in a good couple of seasons where the whole fan base has been this positive. So you've still got that thought in the back of your mind that, you know, something's going to go wrong soon. And I think, you know, putting everything together, our recent results at St. Andrews, I think the last two seasons we've lost 3-0 there. So on that front, it's not looking good. But then obviously with both teams' current form and, you know, everything else surrounding the game, we're going in positive. So it's sort of a weird one to think heading into tomorrow. And I'm not really sure what to think. But where we can capitalise on you guys, I think, is going to be, you know, just trying to play our game. I think if we try and change it to try and capitalise on you guys, I think we're going to be we're going to drop points. But yeah, I don't really know. It's a weird one. It's a weird one. But I think I'm quietly confident in tomorrow, I'll be honest.
We spoke a little bit there about like the form, and I suppose that's one of the things that Blues fans can cling on to. Looking forward to this game because we've beat you four of the last five meetings. Ashton Gate, we've got a phenomenal record, but it's at St Andrews this time, so yeah. I suppose that's a little bit of a thing that goes in your favour. But yeah, like in terms of sort of the recent fixtures between the two teams, is there anything that sort of stands out to you, like memories that you've had of us two playing against each other?
Well, apart from awful record against you, there isn't much. I remember
there was a 4-2 in last season, so there was that in, yeah, last season where you guys beat us. Yeah.
And that was probably the only positive at all from last season, if I'm honest. But yeah, the main thing is probably the recent form against you. As obviously you beat us 2-0 early on in the season as well. Like I said, 3-0 last two times. Last year, I remember on the way up, I said to the guys in the car, I was like, we just need to make sure we don't concede early. And I think we conceded in the first 5 minutes, so... Yeah, I've not got the fondest memories of going to Birmingham. I mean, the first time I went, I think I was mascot, which obviously isn't too bad. I remember we were on walking pitch side and one of your, like, I think kit man or coaches pointed at the bench and it said, you know, it was a youngster and he said, this one's going to go to the very top, and it was Jude Bellingham. So,
oh wow.
That's not a bad memory from Birmingham, but overall memories isn't too fond of when we've been playing Birmingham. So, like I said, it's a weird feeling heading into tomorrow work because, you know, half of me is, you know, confident, you know, 4 from 4. And the other half is still, you know, pessimistic and going on recent results against you guys. I probably should be a bit nervous, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Because you've got, yeah, as you said, sort of half of it being the form against Birmingham in the past, but then you've got the present where you guys are playing so well. So, what I suppose, what's going to win, head or heart? Score prediction from you, Ben.
I'm going to back us to carry on this good form because I think, I mean, we're a point off the playoffs now, and I think we've got you guys tomorrow, Millwall on New Year's Day, and then I think it's Preston away, I think on the 13th, and you know, they're three winnable games, or at least three games. You know, we don't want to be losing if we really do want to push up the table of the Manning. And I said after our win on okay, who was it against, Hull, just before Christmas, we had three games there, Watford, Blues and Millwall. I think if we got 7 to 9 points out of them, I said we'd be in the playoffs and, you know, heading into the new year. So I'd like to see us carry on this form, and I think we will. I'll go 3-1 to us. I'll give you a goal. Ooh. But I think
that's being generous. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I'd take a point honestly against you guys.
If I come out on if I come out of the ground and we lose tomorrow, I think I'd be really disappointed. So I'll go 3-1 to us. I think it should be a good way, and hopefully I think it might be the first time seeing us win there if we do get all 3 points. So you know, it's gonna be a nervous one tomorrow, but I back us to get the win. What do you reckon?
Oof, I said I'd take a point. You know, I think 1-1 draw would be all right. I think it's one of the things where,
yeah,
I'm not worried about us going forward. I think going forward, we've got a lot of talent, but it's just the defensive side of things at the moment where we've had players, yeah, you know, like Ruddy, Sanderson, who have performed under John Eustace in the past, where things were perhaps kept a bit more simple. But now they're being asked to do quite a bit, you know, in the defence in terms of either playing out from the back or rushing off your goal line, stuff like that, where it's just players making mistakes that I'm just not used to seeing them make. And it's alarm bells, yeah, when, you know, you get that situation where you've had players that are on form previously. So, say, for instance, last season, like Ruddy was literally one of our best players, if not the best player. And now this season he's becoming a bit of a liability and I don't even know if he's going to play tomorrow. So it's just been completely like flipped on its head. And I just hope that, you know, we can stay away from the bottom three and hopefully we're safe round about the March, April time, because I've had it so many times with Birmingham. I'm sure you've had it with Bristol City in the, yeah, past, where, you, oh, know, yeah, you've had it in run-ins in seasons where you're thinking, you know, which way is it going to go? So I'm hoping that, yeah, we can sort of stay clear of trouble, and maybe a point against Bristol City tomorrow would do that some good.
Well, you know, that's made me feel a little bit more confident because we've been scoring goals for fun and we looked very good going forward on Boxing.
That's what I'm really worried about.
Maybe a little more confident.
I'm thinking if we're going to win, we're going to have to score at least two. Like, there's no way we're keeping a clean sheet. So that's what I'm thinking.
I see. What's your recent form like at St. Andrews? Obviously, you beat Stoke. You lost to Stoke, on Boxing Day.
Yeah, it's not bad because we lost to Cardiff in the Cup, like, round about the start of the season. Then we lost to Hull, Rooney's first home game. And then we lost against Stoke. And I think that's the only games we've lost this season at home. So it's not actually that bad, but I suppose one of the ones where you've really just got to get the crowd on side and the fans behind you, because if they start leaving early like they did against Stoke and the players put in a dismal performance, well, you're not going to get the backing from the fans then, because obviously you want there to be a bit of an atmosphere generated. You'd think over the festive period, you know, you'd get more numbers through the gate and it'd be a bit louder. So I'm just hoping that, you know, as you said before we went on, like, you know, not to concede early and just stay in the game for as long as possible and just hope to sort of nick it somehow.
Yeah, well, it should be a game of football then.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to it. So thank you so much for your time, Ben. I know it's a festive period and you've probably got a lot happening sort of in your life and other commitments. So thank you so much for coming on. Where can we find you sort of like channel-wise and what's coming up for you guys?
Yeah, so it's Robin on Tour on YouTube and I'll be doing a video tomorrow. Hopefully get a few Birmingham fans on for a sort of pre-match interview outside the ground tomorrow. And then obviously we've got Millwall on New Year's Day and then West Ham away in the FA Cup. So it's a big few weeks coming for the channel and obviously Bristol City as a whole. And hopefully we'll be able to carry on this good run of form. And then it's just the handle you can see on screen on Instagram and Twitter as well.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for your time, Ben, again. I'm sure we'll have videos coming out sort of, no worries. And I'm sure we'll have videos coming out sort of in the lead up to the new year, a vlog from the game possibly, and perhaps the return of the podcast. So yeah, make sure to like, share, comment, subscribe, and most importantly, keep right on. Thank you so much for your time, Ben.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.